Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Got you a heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
23 and change after the hour, the musical portion of this hour of Good Day, starting with John Bon Jovi, who was a reluctant singer at a Florida wedding last weekend, it seems. Some video surfaced showing Bon Jovi sort of taking the microphone, but not eagerly, after a wedding band led by singer Lourdes
way to put it.
Valentin launched into Living on a Prayer, a Bon Jovi tune from 1986. Valentin said that she knew Bon Jovi would be a guest at the wedding. She prepared the song specifically for him. She says that he told her he didn't think he wanted to sing before the party, and she was very surprised when he decided to, quote, grace us with his talent. So, this is what it sounded like. All right, crank it up. Sound like a concert in Madison Square Garden, but
no. When you watch the video, I felt bad for John Bon Jovi because the girl singer, it's so awkward. She's singing right in front of him, and then she messes up the lyrics. And then he's sitting down with his wife, and he reaches up and grabs the microphone. And I think he just got so fed up with the girl singing the wrong lyrics that he had to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's kind of fun. It's cool. It's, people get themselves into situations like that all the time. You just have to be yourself. And so he saved the day, in a sense, because he made the music fit the occasion, and people had a good time. All right, next up musically is Ariana Grande. Ariana has joined the cast of Hairspray Live on NBC, playing the role of Penny Pingleton. She said, quote, Penny has been a dream role since Hairspray opened on Broadway. So, you'll tell me. This is a pretty interesting cast here. Martin Short, Derek Hough, Harvey Fierstein, who was the star of that Doctor show.
Harvey Fierstein was in the original Hairspray.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting to have him back.
Right.
And Kristen Chenoweth, of course, and Jennifer Hudson. I mean, it's an incredible cast of singers.
Wow. But it's interesting how most of these people take a shot. This is where they are. Their heart is in Broadway and acting in live theater. But they all take jobs on television and in movies because it pays the bills.
Yeah.
That Harvey Fierstein thing was something that they did on the beach on Long Island while he was still acting in stuff on Broadway for, 8 years that show was on?
And it was for a while, yeah.
It was quite a good show, I thought.
I think he was also in the movie that they made in 2007.
Was he?
With Zac Efron and Amanda Bynes.
Hairspray. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's the story from Ariana Grande's corner of the world. Blink 182 now in our focus. The California album on track to debut at number one, unseating Drake's Views, which has been at the top of the charts for 9 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
If it debuts at number one, Blink 182 will grab its second number one spot on the rankings. First in more than 15 years. Take off your pants and jackets. Jacketing? What is that? Take off. I don't know.
That's a typo. Take off your pants and jacket from 2001.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, right. I can't believe it's been 15 years.
What do you know? What can you tell us about Blink 182 beside that?
Well, Blink 182 started out as like a California surf punk, skate punk kind of band, and then they just crossed over into mainstream. So they were huge for so long, and then they disappeared, and now they're back, and it's incredible to see them almost at a number one spot.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a resurgence.
Yes. Speaking of who's on number one, the list of number ones, Liam Hemsworth as the sexiest male vegan of the year. For those of you keeping track of those sorts of things. 28 past the hour.
Think Green. Harris with you. Australian scientists are reporting that staple foods such as cassavas and sorghum, on which millions of people depend, are becoming much more toxic and are producing much smaller yields in a world with higher carbon dioxide levels and more drought. The findings underscore the need for climate change-resistant vegetables to feed rapidly growing human populations. Here's the rub. Both cassava and sorghum belong to a group of plants that produce chemicals called cyanogenic glycosides, which break down to release poisonous cyanide gas if the leaves are crushed or chewed. Little known is that some 10% of all plants and 60% of crop species also produce cyanogenic glycosides. So the ability of people and herbivores, such as cattle, to break down the cyanide depends largely on being able to eat enough sufficient protein. And as the world droughts increase, so does this issue more vigorously manifest.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Safety advice often is best taken from experienced bikers.
I probably will stay away from is riding too close on the right side of a street in a heavily populated area.
Solid advice today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 4-lane highway with 2 lanes running in each direction.
Where there's a lot of buildings and traffic and red lights, I like to ride the left lane. People will pull out a little bit too far, and if you're riding in that lane, you have to stay, you know, close to the center line when you're in the right lane. If you have 2 lanes, it's better to stay in the left lane. I probably will stay away from is riding too close on the right side of a street in a heavily populated area.
American Biker Minute.
Cars pull out. I'm trying to guard against that.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.